this accent, that I'm not exactly from these parts. Although I have to admit, when I heard Old Thunder being played there, and we're quite close to the 4th of July, I was connecting the two parts together. But I do claim a connection. And I spent a few years just down the road at Fort Leavenworth. For those that are curious, that was the school down in that area. And I say it really is good, and it really is good, to be back amongst the great people of Kansas. And my wife and I had two fantastic years in your state, getting to know people and the warmth and friendship we felt there. I have felt every time I've come back here to Fort Riley. And I can also assure you that my current CG, who's known to most of you, Lieutenant General Funk, has schooled me exceptionally well on what it means to be a Big Red One soldier living in the Flint Hills. And you can imagine how much time he has spent schooling me on that. But in short, I am a Phantom Warrior, and I am honoured to represent the Commanding General and Three Corps in saying thank you to Brigadier General Frank and his wife Jennifer for their service as the Senior Station Commander for Fort Riley. Now you might ask, and I was probably asking myself when I was listening to General Funk, what does it mean to be a Big Red One soldier? It is an incredibly storied division, with a history of exploiting seams and gaps, of taking the initiative and striking where it is unexpected. There is also a very apparent pride to being a member of this division. The Big Red One standard has raced into battle time and time again. And the standards that are behind us have led their way into Argonne during the First World War, breached the defences at Normandy in the Second World War, stormed the Italian coast in the Second World War, and then followed by all of the major wars, Korea, Vietnam, Kuwait, Kosovo, Iraq, Afghanistan, and those are just the highlights. It is also the oldest continuously serving active duty division. The Big Red One is division is decisive, and it is audacious, but I've also observed that it is patient when it is wise to be so. What I've seen is the division's soldiers and those who have been before it wearing their patch hold personal responsibility and hold themselves to a higher standard. You are brave, you are responsible, and you have always been on point. Tonight, though, we bid farewell to an energetic leader who epitomises the very things I've just described and what it means to be a Big Red One soldier. General Frank has done absolutely everything in his power to deepen that understanding to every soul that enters Fort Riley. And I can personally attest to that, having been at the receiving end of his narrative for about the last 9 months. He is a way of very gently reminding anyone of us that doesn't wear the Big Red One patch that in many ways we are lesser mortals for not having had the opportunity. Now, General Pat Frank and his wife Jennifer, along with the Labrador Jack, as I understand it, came to Fort Riley back in December 2015. It didn't escape my notice, Pat, as I was going through, that Fort Hood has yet to enter onto your CV, but we can work on that. Like many infantry officers before him, and myself included, he assumed the role of Deputy Commanding General of Support. All good infantry officers must pay penance at some time for consuming logistics, and they describe it as a broadening assignment to help our education. But he quickly grasped the nuanced aspects of wiring harnesses, long lead parts, and getting the readiness of the division, both in garrison and during the warfighters. Having reviewed, as I do, most of 1ID's requests for additional funds, for training, more parts, and more Big Red One monuments, I was slightly surprised when I was researching my comments that Pat actually holds a bachelor's in finance. Some things don't necessarily translate to the military, clearly. And last year, when the 1st Division Headquarters was called forward to the CENTCOM AO, General Frank was given the difficult task of becoming the acting senior commander for Fort Riley over what would be a very busy period of tempo for the division. And I, for one, am incredibly glad that responsibility fell to him. Now, Pat is no stranger to the trials and challenges faced by the Big Red One during periods of high operations. Within the 1st Infantry Division, he had previously served as the G3 and commander of the 1st Battalion of the 28th Infantry, the Black Lions. His career outside of the 1st Infantry Division and Three Corps has been as equally impressive, with both brigade and company commands in the 10th Mountain Division, as well as critical staff roles in the 101st Airborne Division. Now, just like the standards behind us, or behind me, Pat has answered the call to duty on multiple occasions. Operationally, he has participated in Operation Desert Storm, Operation Uphold Democracy in Haiti, Operation Iraqi Freedom, Operation Enduring Freedom, and Operation Freedom Sentinel. That is a longer list of deployments than most that have been through over a long period of time. Under his steady, combat-proven leadership, all of Pat's units have accomplished simply astounding feats. So it's no surprise to me that Pat has been a high-impact player while serving here as a Deputy Commanding General. During his time of service, he was instrumental in coordinating the staff's efforts related to deploying the headquarters to Operation Inherent Resolve. His energy and attention to detail was paramount also to the success of four very, very, very busy brigades. He has overseen the redeployment of the Devon Aviation Brigade back from Afghanistan, the deployment of the Devil Brigade combat team to Korea, who are redeploying as we sit here, and the train-up and validation of the Dagger Brigade as it heads towards Europe. I'm also told that he's responsible for the addition of quite a few Big Red One cement patches across the area. But I note that the water tower has yet to receive the mark of the Big Red One patch on the back end. Some things have just gone slightly beyond his capacity to affect. But Pat has this uncanny ability to apply critical thinking and creativity whilst analysing complex problems. He has the intellect, but he also has the ability of drawing people in and making them feel part of the solution, and in doing so, making them feel understand how much he cares in their performance. Now, being British, and those of you who know us, we're not really given to overstating or giving too much pleasantries. So please do understand when I say that Fort Riley simply could not have been better served when Pat was announced as the senior acting commander. And I really mean that. I really do mean that. His interpersonal skills and his intellect simply have been first class and have enabled him to lead this station through and deepen the branding that's within it. I know a lot of great officers, but I genuinely say that I don't think anyone else could have done a better job than Pat. Okay, that's enough about Pat. The true hero, I think, here, as is always the case, is Jennifer, who I've had a chance to meet earlier on today. And I really want to take this opportunity to recognise and thank her for all that she does for Pat, because the two are a team, and he might be front of house, but be no doubt who runs the house. I might be speaking for my own relationship there. But he's also, the pair have run, I think, into First Division itself, the community, but also the United States Army over their marriage so far. It is an incredible relationship. In addition to being half of Team Frank, Jennifer is a very talented attorney who over the years has also picked up the finer nuances of the United Military Code of Justice. She's also a member of the Fort Riley Historical Association. And Jennifer, your passion, your joie de vivre, really has had an impact on everyone around here in helping Pat deepen that sense of belonging and that history that rings through this post here. Now, Pat and Jennifer are moving to Louisville region shortly to embrace the new challenges in Cadet Command. And Pat will have to find a new hobby to replace his devotion to the 1st Infantry Division and its history. I suggest fly fishing. It's a good option in that area. Although recently I've been trying noodling, and I can suggest that that is a different type of sport with a different group of people, but equally as worthy of study. In all seriousness, though, I cannot think of a better suited team to shape our future officers. And I really do wish you all the best as you continue to service this great nation. Now it's time for me to bring this bittersweet speech to a close. But before I hand over the microphone to General Frank, I'd like us all please to give a loud and thunderous round of applause for a great leader and a great family that are here with us today. Fan ready, fan strong.